My Saviour. The Song of Mary, Part 3. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Saviour. Luke 1:47. Well, what a glorious terminus to Mary's mysterious, ecstatic, opening proclamation. The Holy Spirit revealed to this young girl that her precious babe was indeed her Lord, her Saviour. It is a great and wonderful thing when one can profess my Saviour. Thomas saw and recognized his Saviour with the words, My Lord and my God, but was reminded, Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Many can talk about Christ in eloquent sermons and beautiful expressive speeches. Many can fluently list historical facts of his life or other documented chronology. Many adhere to the virtue and ethic, the principle and integrity of his teachings. Many see his life as a model to emulate and his works as an ideal to imitate. Many regard the belief system that has built up around Jesus as one worth following. Many see his epistemology as truth worth seeking out, knowledge worth acquiring. Many adopt his philosophy, seeing him as a good man, a great teacher to follow. But Jesus is not a religion or a belief system. Jesus is not a problem solver. Jesus is not an ideology or someone to try to emulate in the flesh. Jesus is not epistemology, nor any other philosophy, nor is he a morality to apply. Jesus is God, God my Saviour. And Jesus is man, my Lord and my God. And Jesus is personal. And Mary, in great rejoicing of spirit, proclaimed him through the Holy Spirit to be my Saviour. All our knowledge about Jesus is of little effect if we do not know him personally. All our study about the Lord is of little significance if we cannot describe him as my Jesus, my Saviour, my God, my King, my Lord, my life, my way, my end, my dearly beloved, my joy, my hope, my delight, my peace, my shepherd, my provider, my Redeemer, my rock, my strength, my stay, my all, my wisdom, my resurrection, my first love and my last love, my own precious brother and my soon returning bridegroom. Oh, can you describe him in these glorious and intimate terms? Is he the love of your life and the joy of your heart? Do you know him? Really, really, really know him? He can be drawn deep, deep into the inner recesses of your heart and your being. He can be invited to search out and heal the deep-rooted areas of your hidden soul. He can satisfy all who long for his dear intimacy and to realize his presence. All he wants from you is permission from a humbled, seeking heart, a heart that removes King Self from the throne room of your soul, a heart that kneels in recognition that without him you can do nothing. A heart that knows that you are nothing, but he is everything. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Saviour, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and for ever.
Amen.